Okay, we're up to the Mishnah here, of Beis Amid Beis and Masech Seiter. Rab Shimon says, we already had this previously in the Gemara. Rab Shimon says, Ein Zchus Teile, there is absolutely, we just said in the previous Mishnah that a woman, she has Chusim, she can delay it by a year, 2 years, 3 years, or 3 months, 9 months, and all that. Ein Zchus Teile Mayimar, no such thing as delaying it because of Chusim. And two reasons. First of all, because if you're going to say that, what, that there are ways to overcome the effects of this water, then mada ata samayim, if they're going to lush him, says you're weakening the impact. The whole idea is this is like, this is a measure to keep them in check. But if you're going to say that there are ways to overcome it, then women won't be scared to commit adultery because they're not worried about the water, number one. Number two, these innocent women who drank and they came out innocent, people say, no, really, they're guilty. But because that was chus, that's why nothing happened. So it's not fair. Rebbe's count is that. Rebbe says, no. This chus is toile. Women won't be scared because nothing happens for a while. Or people will talk, they won't talk because straight away something happens, but it won't be the full effect. First of all, the ain't a yeledus. She cannot give birth anymore. The ain't a meshabech. It doesn't get any better. Ella misnavna v'hoyleches. Slowly but surely, instead of happening instantaneously, well, in the previous Mishnah, it will be gradual. Ulusoif, he mesa bi'oisa misa. The water will still, you know, affect her, swell her body and everything else. So therefore, the women are still scared because the water takes effect, it starts, you know, hurting her straight away. And second of all, people right away see the difference. An innocent woman, nothing happens. And this woman, the water will slowly have an effect. So we're not worried. Machlek is the Gemara, whether the Rebbe argues with Chachamim in yesterday's Mishnah or agrees and just explained. Machlek is showing him if the goof is a machlek or not. Nitmas min chosa atchele kotcha bekeli. What about the mincha became tame? Before it entered the holy keli, before it became holy, so the mincha that she set aside was never kedusha's haguf. It was never intrinsically holy, only because dami the value. Had a kechal menoch, again, the mincha, what do you do? Vitifte, you redeem it. And with the money, you buy a new mincha. However, once you put it inside a clay shudder, and then it became tamei, it's like kedushas haguf. What do? You can't do anything. You can burn it. You got to burn it. The following, the mincha gets burned. If she admits after the mincha was put in clay shudder, I am tamei, there's no point in proceeding further. Or Edim came along and said, just tell me, the whole purpose of the mincha is to verify. It's not to verify. She was married to what Edim said. If a woman says, I don't want to drink, in other words, that to us, after the klesha, to us is as if she is being, she's confessing. Or the husband no longer wants to give her a drink and he has to, wants to drink. Or the husband had a religion on the way which completely ruins the effect of the water. And all of these, what do we do now? The mincha is ready, sanctified. You burn it, right? So you burn it. Nothing else you can do with it. Now the din is, if a kohen brings a carbon mincha himself, whatever, if he brings a carbon mincha, then the kohen takes a kemitza, his three fingers, and he puts on his bech, and the balance is eaten by the kohen. But if a kohen brings a carbon mincha, it says kulakol, the entire thing gets burnt on his bech. What about if the wife of a kohen brings this particular mincha, a mincha seita? Now the mincha seita, the husband's the one who pays for it, but also she's a balabas in it, so they both have a share in it. Do we treat it like his, burned the entire thing, or do we treat it like hers and the kaimitz gets burned and the rest gets eaten? The mission says here, you have no breda because the kain has a share in it, you burn the entire mincha. No, but we'll see later how it works. Bas Yisrael, but a Bas Yisrael shenisas lekoin, married a coin, minchas and this refes, a mincha gets burnt as well. The kohene, we're talking about any mincha now. The kohenes, and a kohene shenisrael, by kohene we don't have these din. This din that the entire mincha gets burnt only applies to a male kohen, not to a kohene. So if she's married to Yisrael, or she's on her own. Minchasa ne'echelis. Now that you're making a difference in a male and a female, ma ben koyin lekuna, will give a number of differences. Minchas kohen is ne'echelis. You can eat it. Minchas koyin ne'echelis. Only the koyin's mincha is not eaten. Koyhenes mischalelis. If a koyhenes marries someone she's not allowed to marry, she now no longer can marry a koyin. She loses a kedushin. Her children are chalolim. But a kohen, if a kohen marries a grusha, he himself does not become a chal. As long as he's married, he cannot do avodah. The moment he divorces her, he's free again. The woman, she's ruined forever. Kohenes metamal amesim. Okay, kohenes metamal amesim. Then kohen, a male kohen, not metamal amesim. Kohen, the Gemara, Mishnah Gemara explain all of these. Kohen, oichel bekachi kachim. A kohen, can he kachi kachim? And can he kachim? A kohen cannot. Ma beni shlisha. What's chilul in a male or female? Talking about a kohen. Okay, let's widen that and give some other difference in a male and female. Ha'ish, when it comes to tzurua, even though they're both of them tzuras, poirei lets his hair grow. Poirem has to tear his clothes, not a woman. They know isha poiraz or poiremes. Number two, we had it already in Masechet Nazir. Ish madir is benayim nazir. A man can be madir, his son make his son become a nazir, unless he protests or immediate family. Remember, we had the immediate family can protest as well. Otherwise, the kid remains a nazir the rest of his life, even when he grows up, until the period is over. But they know isha madir is benayim. Halacha Mashiach tells us, but isha cannot, or Rabbi Shlokish say, because a woman has no mitzvah chinuch. Ish megaleach al naziris aviv. A man can take the kabbalas his father set aside. His father was a nazir, and then he died. He could take his kabbalas, use it for himself. But ain't ish megaleach al naziris aviv. This also like my sinai. Woman can't do that. Ish mekadosh is biti. A man can say as biti nesatili. A man can marry off his daughter, but there ain't no ish mekadosh is bita. But a woman cannot marry off his daughter. Ha'ish meiched as bita. A man can sell his daughter. But it says ki ish kiim kar, but ve'ena isha mecheret bita. A woman has no rights, because the Torah only highlights a man. Ha'ish niskal aram. A man, when he gets skiller, they both get skiller. But a man, when he gets skilled naked, because it says oisoi v'lo yoisa. Or also, because we have the Gemara Sanhedrin, we'll have the Gemara Sanhedrin, because for a woman, shame is worse, so therefore she's worse than pain. So she'd rather have her clothes on, even though it's more painful. A woman, pain is worse than shame, so therefore a man cannot take pain. So he doesn't care if he's undressed. He doesn't care about what do you call it? About embarrassed being naked. He just wants to get over and done with. So ish niskal arum, vein ish niskal aruma, but a woman is not niskal naked. The last thing is, after a person gets one of the dal misses, you hang it. Only a man, ish nitla, a man gets hanged. Vein ish, a woman gets not get hanged. Ha ish nimkei. Only a man, if he steals, gets sold as a slave. The ain ha ish nimkei begine vasoi. Woman cannot get sold as a slave. Sorry, overnight. Sorry, till sunset. Yeah, just to show everybody what happened. It's only male and not female. No, this is dead already. They're dead.
No, but
sure.
They
tzoluf. Yeah, like whatever, like the Rome. Yeah. Okay, Gemara. Tony Rabbanu, we learned in a braise. We learned the braise as follows. Kol hanisuyes lekuna. Any woman that's married to a koyin mincha say, and any mincha, whether it's a mincha say to amish levat say to, whether it's a mincha is nedav, machlekes is a tesis says not mincha nedav, other minchas but not minchas say to, but not nedav, because a woman can have her own carbon. The serafim they get burned because it has the male, he has her husband part, and the husband has to get burnt, and her part. Therefore, we burn it. Ketzad koyenes levia the yisraelish and isas lekoyim married to a koyin. Ain minchas necha. You cannot eat her mincha mipnei she yesh lechelik ba, because the husband has a chelik in it. His money, and what happens to the mincha of a kohen? Kula kol gets all burnt, so therefore nobody can eat it. From zweiten Seite, the ain oil kol. He cannot bring it all up on the mizbeach to burn mipnei she yesh lechelik ba. She has a share in it, and by the way, by Yisrael it works is that you the kmitza goes on the mizbeach, but the balance, the shirayim, is eaten by the kohen. So what do you do? Hakoymitz kodet be'atzma. So the Braisa says the koymitz you bring separately on the bech, you roast it, and the hasherayim kreivim be'atzma. And then sherayim you bring separately on the bech, and you roast it as well, but you roast it in two separate things. So therefore, no, on the bech you roast it first. You take the kmitz and you roast it, and then you take them for sherayim, but you don't give it to eat. You roast, but you make it separate. So you made a kmitza here, like a Yisrael. How's Yisrael normally do a mincha? Kmitza and then shiraim. A kohen, there's no kmitza by kohen mincha. The whole thing gets put in the bech, gets burned. But here she has a share. Let's do a kmitza, and then when it comes to shiraim, we say, oh, but you can't eat it because the husband has a share in it, and he has to get burnt. So this is how you do it. Freddy Gemara, how can that be? Ikre kan. Why don't we apply here the rule where it says kol shehu mimenu liishim, any carbon that part of it you brought in mizbeach areyu bebal sektiru. You're not allowed to burn the rest. You have to leave the shirayim to be eaten. Over here, you made a kmitza, so which the din should be that the shirayim gets necholim by the kohen, and then you take the shirayim and you burn it. You're not allowed to. What about bal sektiru? Omar, they want to give a couple of answers. Omar will follow a certain time. Yehuda, Gereya, the Rab Shimon, Ben Pazi. So we say that Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon Pazi, says, you know why? The masik lulashim eitzim, the part, since it's a suffix, we don't know if the husband's sharing it or the wife. So you put it on the bech and you say the shiraim. I'm not roasting it as a carbon. You know, I'll do that. That's baal satiru. I'm putting it there. If it belongs to the kohen, if it belongs to the woman, and you're not allowed to burn the whole thing, I'm putting it there. It should have the same purpose as wood. What's the purpose of wood in the bech? To help burn other things. This is here to help burn. I'm not putting it there as an eich nechayach. I'm putting it there to burn other things. So therefore, it's not aser as baal satiru. Even though the part I'm burning it, but I'm not burning it as a carbon. Who says such an opinion? The Tanya, you're not allowed to put it there as a carbon. You're allowed to put it there to act as wood. So you do that. This only makes sense if you have a Rabbeleze who is a Das Yachid. What about the Rabban? Don't agree with this. What are you going to do? So we answered the Abduluk Rabbeleze Rab Shimon. There's another machlaik between the Chachamim, Rab Shimon, Rabbeleze Rab Shimon. I'm going to follow Rabbeleze Rab Shimon. That opinion. Yeah. The machlaik is if a coin has to bring an ordinary carbon, let's say a carbon shvu, and he cannot afford to bring the proper carbon, so he brings. A mincha. That's the only one he can afford. So according to according to the Chachamim, they hold that any carbon that a koyin brings, the entire carbon gets burned in his mizbech. So even though this is a mincha for a shavua, a bitui, he has to treat it like a koyin, and what the entire thing is burned. Rab Shimon mincha, because that's cooler color. Comes along with Rab Shimon Ben Yochai. Yochai says no. Yochai says it has to be like Yisrael. You do the kmitza on its own, and you do the vehesas, the shiraim on its own. So they do the, you know, it has to be like Yisrael. So the shiraim, you kmitza, you bring in the mizbeach and you burn it. What do you do with the shiraim? You burn it as a carbon. Because like Yisrael, you have to separate it, and once you separate like a coin, you have to burn it. Once you bring part of it as a kmitza, the rest has to be eaten. He doesn't agree with that. He holds that a coin mefedish has to burn his shiraim. Comes along, Rabbi Shimon makes and says like this. I agree with my father. We divide it. We do a kmitza first. But when it comes to shiraim, I don't agree with my father. You bring it up as a carbon because of baal saktiru. You bring it up, you burn the shiraim, and that's his price here. In order to make it, once you bring a kmitza, we shouldn't be over baal saktiru. It means that he is a koyin, and the koyin has to burn entirely. So therefore, you make a kmitza first. You make a kmitza like a Yisrael. Make a kmitza. Now the shiraim. What by Yisrael, shrine gets eaten by koyin. By koyin, the entire mincha has to be burnt. So, but you're not allowed to burn because once you bring a kmitza, you have a baal saktiru. If you burn the rest, so we're going to bring the rest. We're going to burn the rest, but not as a carbon. We just get rid of it. That's it.
Rab
Shimon, but we don't hold that. Nobody else agrees that. No one else says that. Not Rabbanan, not Rab Shimon Choy, not Rab Shimon. They all three agree you cannot put up as wood. It has to be brought up it has to be brought up as bech, not as wood. So according to Chachamim, the whole thing is burnt in one go. There's no kmitza. You take the minch like any other carbon of a kain, you burn the whole thing as bech. So if you know, here we learn out from a Yisrael that you have to do like Yisrael. You got to follow their way, which is the routine, which is why first you do a kmitza. Okay, what do you do shiraim? Rabbi Shimon says, I have a problem burning shiraim as a carbon. I don't agree with Balsak Tiru. Rabbi Shimon says, I do have a problem Balsak Tiru. But you can't do it as wood, and you can't bring it as Yisrael to eat. So what do? You burn it, you just burn it and get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon says, HaKoyim Mitzkar Ba'atzmai. I agree with my father. But a shiraim, I don't agree with you bring as a carbon. You know, I'll do that. It's Mitzpazim Be'zadeshen. You just let it burn. You destroy it. So that's what the bright. Filu Rabbonon Aniv Al Chayda. Again, we're following a Das Yachid. Even the Rabbanon who say that the Kohen brings the time in Chanaz Beach, they only argue regarding that particular mincha of a chayt of a Kohen. That mincha we're talking about a case was exclusively belongs to a Kohen, and he was over, he made a shavuah, bitter, whatever, he made a shavuah and he didn't keep and so on, he lied. She has to bring a carbon, he dali dalos, he's very poor, he brings a carbon mincha. It's entirely the Kohen, so I'm saying, entirely the Kohen, it's a Kohen's carbon. What do you do with it? You burn it like a whole thing. The basakrovi of a bohavi rabban ma'id, but over here, remember, there's a woman involved, and she does not have the din of kule kolos. Even the chacham would be ma'id to Rabbi Lazar but Rabbi Shimon's way. First, you do the kmitza, like a normal person, and then with the shirayim, you just throw it li'ibud on the mizbeach, not for eitzim, not for carbon, but for ibud. Second, Bas Yisrael Hanasuya, Bas Yisrael was married. my time, why when it comes to Basis or married to Koyin, that you have to burn it, because I'm a Krav, the Chol Minchas Koyin, Kolti, the Minch of a Koyin is entirely burnt. Leseichel Koyin, only applies to Koyin, not to Kohenis. And if she's married to Koyin, then he has a share in it. But if it's a Bas Koyin, it doesn't matter. Koyhenis mischalelis, Koyin name is Chal, Menol Haino, I'm a Krav, Leichal Zaroi Ba'amot. He should not be Mechal his kids. I mean, he himself is not Mechal. Zaroi Mischal. But who ain't a Mischal? Something with Rashi, about three lines in our lines. Lo Yechal Zari, Bekoin Hanoise Psula the Kuna Ksiv. Talking about a Koin who marries someone who's possible to Kuna. Vedashin and Mekadushin, Lo Yechal Shnei Chalulin. Lo Yechal is like two lamids. Two Chalulin take place when you marry, let's say, a Grusha. Echad Lo Vechal Zari. She now, let's say, she's now Mechul forever. She can never marry a Koin again. And let's say it wasn't a Grusha, it was something else. And for the kids, Shakoy Mechal Shtein, Chay ruins both. Avuhu Ein Mischal. But he himself does not get affected.
What do you mean she's Mechal? How does she
not in the case of Grusha. Let's say she, how does she get Mechal that she, let's say, fixes up?
Now that she can never marry a Koin, whatever the situation is.
You're saying once she's a Saita?
I'm saying no. Whatever.
No, good point. How is she? How is she? If she live with somebody she's not live with, simple.
How does she get more affected?
After she lived, let's say, with a mamzer, so she's in chal right then and there. So when was the chil with the koyin? She's a grusha. She's anyway. There's no good.
Yeah.
Good question. I don't remember. Good question. We'll have to wait till we get the Kedushin to see. Koyhenis metama. Koyhenis has no problem with metama. My time, because I'm positive. Emerald Koyin, Bnei Adam, Bnei Adam, Bnei Adam, only Bnei Adam. So Rashi, Lenefert, Leitama, Leibnois Adam, Bnei Adam don't have this Easter. So Machlek is a shining whether we know that Yisrael has a mitzvah to metama to the seven people that a Koyin has a mitzvah. What about a Yisrael Elis? Does she have a mitzvah to go to, as you know, many communities don't allow women to go to Levayis because no, they hold there's no mitzvah. Koyin oichel bekotche kotche. It says kol zocha bivnei aron yechlena. Only the males eat the kabbonis. So my kar mincha. Umah beinish. A number of differences. One of them is by a tzuruah. I thought about an ish. Ain't the elish. We know when it comes to tzuruah, a man can become a tzaras. Ish and I have no woman tzaras. Because you're aimed vehat tzuruah sheboy. It says in the pasuk vehat tzuruah sheboy hanega. What his clothes get torn up and his hair let's grow. And there it says only boy him. Hadikan shnayim. Two, in kematam lemet ish. We already know that we're talking about who we're talking about. Why did it say ish lini shlamata ish padeya? Why did it say again ish tzuruah? We know that applies to both. Why is it spelled ish? To tell you, the next pasuk only applies to a man, not to a woman. Ish tzuruah grashi English and nechled betumis neskayim ela ish only by man. Ish benai hayno the husband zraske shu oime samuchle behat tzuruah shabai nega. Vlo yiboy lemichte vel begodu yiprum. Oya say that his clothes should be ripped v'roisha yepuru as they should grow. Daksiv liil did mitzayda kamam to mitzayda. Labat tzurua shnei sheini ki going isha. To tell you that there's two tzuruas, a man and a woman. And when it comes to puru, there's only one. Im ke matam lem ish lini shlamata ish poidim v'rei. Matam lem ish ma'acha shesefein l'rabba. So we're going to include a woman anyway. So why do you have to say ish? Spell that ish. Only regarding those other dinim of the let his hair grow and so on. By saying the hatzurua, so we learn that from the ish and hatzurua. There's two tzurua, the man and the woman. So the next Rashi, inish lamata, lab lemute mituma amura paza. Not to say that a woman does not shy to tuma. Bol lemute lemin, you know, omer paza lach, the paza afterwards, the chsiv, it says, be priya uprima, he growing, uprima ripping the clothes. Lem lach, I tell you, ish pareya paidim le ish. Only a man does, not a woman. A man is one can make his son a nozir, but ain't no ish a madere ben nozir. Omer vechen halach, even as halach by nozir. We don't bring here the Shlokish opinions. Like Rashi, Halach ibn Nazim. Halach Mashina ibn Hichad Nazim. Get back to Gemara. Ish Megalech al Nazir Sovi, Ish Megalech al Nazir Sovi. That's all I'm saying. That only a man, sorry, it says in the Mishnah Vayta that a man can use his father's kabbanas left over from Nazir and a woman can't. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, halachan is halachan v'sinai. There's no logic to it. Ha'ish mekadosh is bita, v'ein ish mekadosh is bita. Only a man can marry off his daughter. See, v'ez biti nasati, this is only a man. Look, Rashi nasati, lish ba'aviyah nitlis nisinasa. That's the father's one who can give it over, not the woman. Ha'ish meiches bita, says the Gemara, a man can sell his daughter, v'enish nem kele meiches bita, a woman cannot sell his daughter, the Chesiv, it says, ki yim ked ish bita, a man sells his daughter. Ha'ish nishkol, a man gets stoned naked, my time, it says the Pasuk, rog mu oisai, he should get stoned. My oisai, from him, ilema oisai, so that only men get stoned and not women, v'al Chesiv, it says, v'enish nem Pasuk, v'ha'i teis, it talks about this, if commit adultery. The man or the woman get stoned. Only the man without the clothes and not a woman without a clothes. What are we excluding? Of course a woman is included in the skila. What are we excluding it from? Naked. Nothing the him. And it says oisa him himself without his clothes on. Only him, Oisa, is. Where do you learn that no clothes is Oisa, only he without his clothes on? And it's a masculine gender, so therefore we know only a male, not by a female. Only a man gets hanged, but ain't Isha, and a woman are not getting hanged. My time, what's the reason? It says in Pasik, it says that Talisa Oisa, you hang the person up on the tree. Pasha shaved him after we do stone him. It says, Oisav Eloi, so him and not her. Ha'ish. Nimka b'gnevos, so only a man gets sold if he steals. Ain't ish nimka b'gnevos, so my time will cry. But nimka b'gnevos, so he gets sold with his gneva. B'gnevos, so Eloi, b'gnevos, so. Rashi gnevos, so him ain't loy, mali has not what to pay. Think tomorrow the new payday. Hadna lo chayin oitl. Exactly halfway through.